Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schramm. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco takes first base on ball four. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butler scores. Franco moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boston is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a line drive towards short. Dillon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Schramm fields it and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to second. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Butler reaches second base with a double. Jacoby scores. Snyder scores. Dempsey goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Butler moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Butler scores. Franco moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston, who is chasing the ball. Carter reaches third base with a triple. Franco scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Joel McKeon now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Redus steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-0 in the game. Gielen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Butler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bernazard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Wynn now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Redus hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 4 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Hall reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. Tabler moves to second. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 3 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Walker moves to second. Scott Bales now pitching. Jerry Royster pinch hits for Donnie Hill. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Calderon moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.